Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on a Monday morning. And it's our opportunity once a month to learn more about the history of Riley County. And today we have Riley County Historical Museum Director Cheryl Collins joining us here on the program. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Pleasure to talk to you. I think I missed you last month. I had Dave host in my absence, so it's good to talk to you once again.
Nice to see you.
Absolutely. And we've got a special guest on here today, Dan Walter, who is the Aggieville historian. And Dan, I'm going to have you kind of talk a little bit more about yourself. But first off, how are you doing today?
It's a great day in Manhattan, Kansas. So beautiful sunshine and looking forward to snow tomorrow.
Yeah. I know it. It's crazy to think that we could get it this late in the year. But I mean, it's Kansas, so you never know.
That's right.
Well, you have lived in Manhattan for quite some time, since 1960?
That's right. Yeah, my dad took a job on the K-State faculty in 1960, and I became a Wildcat.
All right. So you are kind of the expert here on all things Aggieville. Is that fair to say?
Well, I was thinking about it yesterday. I know a lot about a few things, and I know a little bit about a lot of things. And so somebody tried to say I was an expert, and I go, I don't know. I'll tell you. I know a few things. I've heard a lot of stories. I'll tell you that.
I would say he's an expert on Aggieville.
Okay. Very good. For those who don't know much about you, you lived near the Aggieville area on Laramie Street. You grew up one block from the district, and your family's been involved with Varney Health Mart there, which is now Rally House.
Yeah, I figured up probably about 80% of my life I've lived within the six-block area of Aggieville. I grew up on Laramie Street, and then I worked at the campus theater in high school. I worked at Ballard's Sporting Goods in college, and then I worked for 30 years at Varney's Bookstore. So I've spent a lot of time in that area.
All right, yeah. I said Health Mart. I apologize. My bad. I lived in another town where we had a Varney Health Mart, so okay. I always associate that name with...
It was in the old pharmacy building after a while, correct? So I thought that might be what you were referring to.
There you go. In Aggieville is obviously, we were talking this morning with the big Aggieville showdown that took place this weekend, the oldest shopping district. I don't think a lot of folks are aware of that in the state of Kansas.
Well, you know, that's how the story goes. It's probably a little bit of a stretch.
You could say one of the oldest without doubt, correct?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the businesses that started in Aggieville were started by downtown merchants. So it's the oldest student-oriented shopping center because even in the Midwest, most of the other shopping areas were in the downtown, which like in Lincoln, you know, it's close to campus, but it is the downtown. And so the fact that we had a downtown a mile away from campus and Aggieville right next to campus does make it pretty unique. So the oldest shopping center in Kansas, I don't know about that, but we started a long time ago, 1889.
All right, very good. Well, you'll learn a lot more about it here. First of all, before we get much further, tell us a little bit more about, so people know a little bit more about you, your personal life.
Okay. Well, grew up in Manhattan, Eugene Field Grade School, Manhattan Junior High School, Manhattan High. I went away to college for a year and then came back and graduated from K-State. Married. The Lord's given my wife and I 11 children. Worked at Varney's Bookstore as a textbook manager for 30 years. Left Varney's and did a couple things. I work more as a part-time as a personal historian. So people have hired me to write up their family stories or their business story. And that's been very rewarding work. Had leukemia. Go ahead.
That business is called?
Custom Family Stories.
Okay.
So it is, it's been just a little higher than a hobby I have made a little money once in a while on it, but it's been very rewarding. That's all I'll say about that. So had leukemia in 2016, and that kind of set me back for a while here, but I'm in remission and alive and kicking. So I spend I'm partially disabled, and so I spend most of my time sitting at this desk, actually, communicating and researching, and I get out once in a while.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear you're in remission. That's so awesome. We hate cancer around here, so, and I think everybody does. So, glad to hear that you're doing well. And so let's get into the discussion here a little bit. Cheryl, I'll kind of start with you. Aggieville, as mentioned, has been around since 1889. What did it look like back then in the original days?
Well, it was a service area for students. So some of the first businesses were laundries and little stores that sold sundries and things to students, and really the things that students needed. Meals. Lots of students in Manhattan in those early days lived in boarding houses, because of course we didn't get our first dormitory at K-State. Well, we got our first dormitory that was privately owned. Mr. Dewey built it in 1901, but we didn't get our first K-State or state-owned dormitory until the 1920s, and that was only a woman's dormitory, Van Zyl. So all those students lived in boarding houses primarily, and many of them didn't have cooking facilities. So restaurants were always a big, big thing in Aggieville. Do you think of other businesses that were important in those early years, Dan?
I was looking at a list I've got from 1905, which a lot of things happened between 1889 and 1905. It was mostly cornfields in 1889. Barbershops.
Oh, yes.
Grocery stores. People actually used to know how to cook. And before there was restaurants early, but there were more grocery stores than restaurants in the early
days. And I remember grocery stores in Aggieville.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you do.
There's been a ton of them up through the 60s, mid 70s. But they serviced the dorms. So, and the living houses and frats and sororities. And so they did a great trade just providing groceries for those student housing places when everything went our own in-house, you know, stuff. I don't know. It's transitions. There's always transitions in these things. So the bookstores, 1899, the students started a co-op, students cooperative bookstore. And they had a little storefront, I think maybe on Bluemont, and then they switched it over to Morrow. And then they leased the big one on where Dusty Bookshelf is now. Don't have the date offhand, Cheryl?
I don't think I have a date off my head.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, well, they were in Aggieville since 1899. So, those are the laundries, bookstores, barbershops, bookstores, groceries. That was the big ones in the early days.
Okay. We've got
clothing stores, after a while, and especially in the 20s, I think there were a number of clothing stores in Aggieville.
Okay. We have somebody has a comment here that wanted to call in, so I'm going to put them on here real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to get a quick comment in, and I wanted to verify how smart Dan Walter is.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. He paid me to say that. And I have his book, and if he recalls, he interviewed back in the late 90s my mother at her home. She came here in 1927, and she gave him a lot of knowledge about Aggieville. One was the Pavilion Ballroom, not Pavilion, but the ballroom above on Morrow Street that had a spring floor on it. They were Model A springs, and she described that to him. I'm not sure he was aware of that. And he's been here a long time, I have to brag. I've been here a little longer than he was at first, which was eons ago. But everything she said about him is a fact, and the facts that I'm saying are facts, and he's a great person. And I wish him well.
Thank you. What was your mom's name?
My father was, what's that?
Your mother's name, Paul?
Pauline Germark Folks.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. I was just looking at that interview last week, and she was a spunky lady. My. She had a lot of energy, a lot of stories.
A book of knowledge about K-State and Aggie Bill. That's where I get all mine. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
I got to dance on that spring-loaded dance floor. And I'll tell you what, if you got on the off jump, it would send you 6 foot in the air easily.
Goodness.
It was really fun.
Awesome. Thanks for the call, Paul. I'll tell you what, let's take our first break here on the program. We'll come back, get into some more of the Aggieville discussion here. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.